Several volunteer groups in India are helping young people afflicted with the AIDS virus to marry each other. It is a small but important initiative in a country with at least 5 million HIV carriers who often suffer from misunderstanding and discrimination. 28-year-old Usha is dressed in a cream and gold sari and wears red flowers in her hair. She smiles and exchanges happy glances with her husband as they distribute traditional Indian sweets in a medical clinic in the southern Indian city of Chennai. Usha and Murthy were wed just days earlier and could be any young couple starting out their married life. But theirs is a story with a difference. Both are HIV positive and they returned after the wedding to the clinic where she was treated to share their joy with friends. Usha picked up the infection when she was less than 20 years old from her first husband, who died within years of their marriage. 30-year-old Murthy learned he was HIV positive 10 years ago on the eve of taking up an overseas job. Usha, the young widow, returned to live in her parental home. Murthy was devastated when he learned he had the virus. He took a job in New Delhi instead of going abroad and learned to cope with the infection. When he decided he wanted to marry early this year, doctors advised him to find an HIV-positive girl. An AIDS clinic in Chennai helped these two young and lonely people come together. Usha says she's thrilled at the prospect of picking up the threads of a normal life. Murthy echoes her delight as he translates for her.
He's feeling very happy.
Yes, he's feeling new life, like other people. We can live the life very happily, just like a normal person.
The young couple is part of a growing number of people with HIV who are being encouraged by volunteer groups to marry fellow carriers. Most efforts to help HIV victims marry have been informal, led by workers in support groups who help arrange matches. But more than a year ago, a volunteer group in the western state of Gujarat established India's first marriage bureau for HIV patients. It is run by 28-year-old Daksha Patel in Surat city. She and her husband are both HIV positive. She says her own happy marriage life motivated her to start the bureau. The bureau first checks out the men who enroll to ensure they are working and able to support their wives. It then begins the process of matchmaking. It is not an easy job because many more men than women come forward. Even then, she says, some men are choosy. They want pretty wives who can do housework. Others are less selective and are willing to marry widows or women from other castes. Despite the hurdles in this deeply traditional society, the bureau has helped 7 couples marry. Daksha Patel says they all appear to be faring well.
Before that marriage life, they are alone, they feel very lonely. They are not able to talk with other people. There's some secret feelings also, but now they are living very happily.
The government says there are more than 5 million people in India with HIV, the second largest number in the world after South Africa. Many of the victims are young, and the infection has spread from high-risk groups such as prostitutes and truck drivers to all strata of society. Suniti Solomon is India's pioneering AIDS activist and runs a clinic for HIV victims in Chennai. She says several years ago, most of them faced a bleak future because the antiretroviral treatment that blocks AIDS symptoms cost an unaffordable $800 a month. But in the last 2 years, the cost of the drugs has dropped dramatically, raising hopes of longer lifespans and an active life for HIV-positive people.
Maybe 2% of my patients could afford it then. Today, the same drugs are $20 a month, and roughly 50% of my patients are on drugs. They can afford to buy it. And once they take it for about 6 months, they're fit and fine, and they start working again.
However, the intense stigma surrounding the disease forces patients to live in a social shell, hiding their status from all except one or two understanding family members. They might be ostracized by even their relatives, turned out of jobs, or refused treatment at hospitals. That led counselors to think people with HIV, if relatively healthy, might be happier fighting their battles together than alone. Ramola James, an HIV counselor in Chennai, says she encourages young carriers to marry because it offers 2 victims the hope of care and support in a country that has no social welfare system.
In the longer run, they need a person as a companion. Fine, at present, the parents will be taking care of the person who's unmarried. But for how long will the parents stay by this person's side?
In general, India's official focus is firmly on halting the spread of HIV/AIDS. Counselors like Ramola James say their efforts are a small step in a country where little attention has been paid to those who already suffer from the disease. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, Chennai.